A couple of weeks ago, I told you about a survey that showed that more Americans can name the five members of the Simpsons family and the three judges on American Idol that can tell you the rights that are granted to us by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And I said the reason for that is because people are exposed to The Simpsons and American Idol much more than they are to the Bill of Rights. I mean, the last time you probably saw the Bill of Rights was when you were in school, elementary school, maybe up to high school. It doesn't get hung on walls anymore. There are no easily accessible monuments to it in the major cities of this country. And I've always thought that's a shame, and so does my friend Chris Bliss, who's decided to do something about it. And last fall, I had him on here talking about his website, mybillofrights.org, and the Bill of Rights Project. So I've invited him to come back on this afternoon and talk about it and to see how the progress is since the last update. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. And I would have to say that both fortunately and unfortunately, the Bill of Rights Project is doing a lot better than the Bill of Rights is these days.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably true. Now, you're collecting donations from people around the country and allowing them to put money into kind of an escrow fund for a Bill of Rights monument to be built in each of the 50 states, but you've started in your home state of Arizona. How's that going?
That's right. Well, it's going really, really well. We just passed the now we're not taking public money. Okay, I should be clear about that.
No tax dollars are going to this.
No, but you have to get permission to put anything on public land. So we have to get, and in this case and in a lot of the states, the process involves having the state legislature approve the placement of something, and then you have to go through all the design process and all the all that other kind of stuff, you know, with the mall commission or whatever, whoever runs the grounds. And then the design gets agreed on, then you do the installation. So we passed the House here 57-0.
Wow. That's good bipartisan support there.
Well, and it's an interesting story because it's already achieved one of the things I wanted it to achieve. Because quite by accident, because I happened to be on a radio program with the same person, the most liberal Democratic member of the Arizona House said that she wanted to sponsor this. She wanted to take it to the House to get it through, and this was just before the latest session started. And I went, well, hey, please do. You know, I'd love for somebody to do it. That'd help us, you know. So she emailed me back a couple weeks later, and she said, if you really want this to pass, you should probably take this to the Republicans because we're in the minority and they don't particularly like me, and I want it to pass. And I emailed her back, and I said, oh, to heck with that. You know, just find one Republican. That's all you got to do. You find one Republican, and the rest are going to come along, or shame on anybody who doesn't. And it worked out just perfectly, and it's her name on the bill. And we got serious support from the Republicans, from the Assembly. The head of the Assembly, Russell Pierce, was a big supporter of this, and he's a very conservative Republican. Our main support in the Senate comes from a conservative Republican. And I just think that that's one of the, I know that's one of the things that we're hoping to achieve with this, is we're hoping to start to get people on opposite sides of the political spectrum seeing what they agree on and seeing that they can talk to and respect one another so they can solve problems and stop trying to win arguments.
Because the Bill of Rights is not liberal and it's not conservative. It's one of the greatest documents ever written. It's one of the things that sets us apart from the rest of the world as a country because it enumerates not, you know, I said before, the rights granted to us. That's actually not what the Bill of Rights are about. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Chris, but to me, the Bill of Rights have always been what the government can't do to the rights that we already have because we were born human.
Yeah, it's the first document to really make that declaration. It's the first document to give sovereignty over the government to the people and not, you know, divinity to the sovereign instead. So it's really an important fault line in human history and thinking about human rights and individual human freedom. So it's America's great gift to the world. And the other thing that's interesting about the Bill of Rights, you said it's not a conservative document and it's not a liberal document. And the reason for that is pretty simple. The reason for that is that it was a process of the Republicans, or not the Republicans, the conservatives and the liberals of the day getting together and deciding that they were going to solve the problem and not win the argument. It is the first, it is the grand compromise that gave birth to America.
Exactly.
And we've lost the entire we've lost the sense. We've lost the reality that the way you solve problems is through compromise, not through winner-take-all and not through ideological, slash-and-burn wars. That doesn't solve problems. It may help this group or that group acquire power, but, if you want to solve problems,
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely get the other person's ideas, unless you absolutely know everything, and I never met anybody who did.
Except me. Stand by for just a second, Chris. I'm joking, of course. We'll come back and talk more about this project and not only what happens next in Arizona, but how it could come here to the Midwest because, you know, once you get to Arizona, there's only 49 other states to go. MyBillOfRights.org is the website. Chris Bliss here on the Paul Harris Show. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. Then the Second Amendment is the right to bear arms, and you move on to searches, unreasonable searches and seizures and double jeopardy in trials and the right to have a jury at your trial and on and on and on through the first...
prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment, and we're not talking about an interrogation. We're talking about after conviction.
All of those are in the Bill of Rights, and that's what Chris Bliss is trying to get chiseled into. What do you think it's going to be, granite?
Oh, no, you know, this is the other interesting thing. If people go to the site, and we're in the second generation of it now, and it's starting to look pretty good. It's starting to come into focus. But if people go to the site, to mybillofrights.org, you'll see the conceptual imagery that the artists have brought as the first side of the design process. They came out to the site. They walked the site. And then they came up with a concept board, which is the way that they work, which is an imagery to spark public dialogue about this. And I'll tell you, if people look at this board, to me, I find it to be very beautiful. But the one thing it says quite clearly is we're not throwing up a giant stone tablet. And their idea and what I would like to do, and because of the kind of support we're getting here in Arizona, we want to give them something that's very much that people walk through, interact with, and get to view each amendment in a separate context. And it's almost going to be more of a sculpture park than I'm excited. I don't know. I don't want to speak out of line here. I'm not sure exactly what they're working on because I haven't seen the first design proposals. But it's going to be something a lot more than just words on a tablet that just sits there. And the only reason you walk up to it is because it's a big slab of stone. It's going to be something that invites people in. It's going to be a work of art worthy of the Bill of Rights. Let's put it that way.
All right. You mentioned 57-0 in what was that, the Arizona House?
That was in the House. And
what about on the other side, on the Senate?
Well,
there,
it goes to the Senate next. It has to go through, you know, the same. You know, three or four committees and votes and this and that. That's all just procedural. One of the committees it goes through, by the way, is the Rules Committee, which has to rule on whether it's constitutional.
The Bill of Rights may not be constitutional. Give me a break.
And it was just, well, whether the monument is constitutional, I guess, is what they have to rule on.
Has the governor said yes or no to...
Oh, I'm sure. I don't think that's going to be a problem. And then what we want to do is really offer them absolutely the top. I mean, I told the artist, let's go for the highest possible concept here, because we're getting a lot of support, and I want to aim high. It's going to be the first in the nation. It should be something that when people look at it, they go, oh, look at that. That's beautiful. That's interesting.
Yep.
And these artists are capable of it. If you see that concept board that's up on the site, and you see the vocabulary that they're drawing from, it's like, wow, where did I find? I mean, you know, these guys are very, very real artists with a whole lot of training.
What the heck is going on there? Yeah, you got your phones ringing, you got your doorbells ringing, you got your dog.
The guy rings the door and the dogs start barking. This is not going to be my day. We also had somebody call on this line while I was talking to you. So.
Wow. All right. All right. So let me just give you a couple more minutes here. You're going to do this in Arizona, and you're going to get it done, hopefully, in the next year or so, and then move it on to other states. And you and I have talked. I already have a place for you right here in St. Louis if we can't get it into Jefferson City, the state capital. I got a place right across the street from us here between the Arch and the old courthouse that'll be absolutely perfect for that.
Well, I mean, all I need is a radio sponsor, really, and then we're there, and then we do some benefit concerts, and people get excited about it by, you know, advocacy in their local area. I don't know if there's anybody out there that would be interested in that, because
I know some radio guys. I'll talk to them.
You know a couple?
Yeah.
Because I would love to. To me, it's like first come, first serve. Any place that we can begin to get a presence and get some benefits going and get a fundraiser base, you know, starting to be active and people telling other people in their areas, it's grassroots. And the way you do that is you build it on a local level. So,
by the way, I noticed when you started the thing, you actually called me and said, yeah, we're going to keep the limit of the donation down to like $25 a person. And I said, you know, make it $100 because, you know, people could donate $25 if they want, but make it $100 and no more than that. And then I see this week you raised it to $250.
Well, we're not getting near, you know, Abramoff levels. I mean, come on, be fair with me here, would you? You know, the reason for that's real simple. It's because the kind of support we're getting here in Arizona, I think we have a chance to do it the way that I always visualized it,
Good.
The way that these artists want to do it. And I was, and I don't have any idea what that's going to cost. It could be, you know, $100,000, $150,000. I'm not even sure. But it almost doesn't matter because I was thinking about that. I went to the bank the other day. You go into any bank, any big office building, and somewhere in the lobby is some huge piece of artwork on the wall that's like 18 by 20 and it's filling space and stuff. And people don't even think about it, but the bank or the office building, they spent $20,000 for that painting. You may not have any idea what it is, or that sculpture that they put, you know, or whatever it is, the boy with the balloon in his hand, whatever it is, the statue. They spend a lot of money for commercial art. And if it's $140,000, $150,000, I'm asking for six bank paintings. You know,
yep.
Six bad. I'm saying, is the Bill of Rights worth six bad pieces of bank art?
No, you're absolutely right. All right, so the website is mybillofrights.org, and Chris Bliss is the guy behind it. And by the way, he's also the guy who does the juggling thing to the end of side two of Abbey Road, a terrific bit that he's been doing on stage for a long time, since I first met him over 10 years ago doing a charity comedy concert that I put together for Children's Hospital that Chris was nice enough to perform in. And there's a video that's been going around. People have been emailing each other, hey, you have to see this, you have to see this. Well, that's him. And I see that Google Video has picked it up now, and so you must be getting monster hits on that.
It's completely the craziest thing that's ever come out of the blue in my life. I can comfortably say over a million people have looked at it, and possibly more.
Wow.
This is the first juggling video in history to do porn-like levels of downloads. Okay.
And I will point out, he's fully clothed.
Yes, that's the amazing thing. The other amazing thing is that I finally got my first internet-style email out of the 2,000 or so emails I've gotten on this so far. I finally get the one that you go, oh, that's the kind of stuff that's out there on the internet.
Uh-uh.
And I just started laughing about it because I was thinking to myself, wow, this is amazing that it hasn't happened till now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, that's the only one out of all the other things. It's the most positive thing that's ever come my way. People are just really, it's, you know what, it's one of those weird little zeitgeist things where there's something out there and it's indicating something else. And I think it's that people want something really positive. And this piece of music is one of the greats. Particularly for message. And
yep.
The last lyric, being the last lyric that the Beatles put on vinyl, is about as good a couplet as you're ever going to get. And then the performance is also just, it's unconscious, you know? I mean, it's kind of pure, and it's just out there and given. And I look at the tape, and I go, wow, well, that's, I thought it was the best piece of tape I ever had. I didn't think anybody else was going to, you know, go one way or the other on it. But
it came together very nicely.
Experience. It even got me invited to Scotland.
Wow.
To speak about positive change in the world, because they found out about the Bill of Rights thing, and they said, well, this is weird. How do these two things go together?
Wow.
And I spoke on positive change on the dais two speakers before Bob Geldof, who has done everything he's done for a reason. He was remarkable, and he actually communicated to people, you know, that things could be done. I mean, the way that he spoke to people made them realize that he wasn't that different from them. And he was just inspiring, and that was great. And so now I got some street cred in the nonprofit trade.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hopefully some of those people will turn into $250 donors, and we'll get this thing done in the next year or so. In the meantime, you can go and find out more about the project and make a donation if you like at mybillofrights.org. As I said, he's starting in Arizona, but we want to get it coming here to Missouri and Illinois and everywhere else, right?
And we prefer to call them contributions.
Oh, that's right.
To contribute. That's,
yes.
Donation sounds like, well, I mean, we're not, you know, come on.
Okay, all right, contributions. Thanks,
by the
Chris.
Way, Paul Harris,
yes.
the first media outlet to pick up this story anywhere in the United States.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Chris Bliss, mybillofrights.org. It's the Paul Harris Show on KMOX.